This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Here we are with James. This is a bit of a behind the scenes shot at, what would you call it, James? A bit of video editing?
It's a business news video.
It's a what, sorry?
We're making a business news video, so we're just erasing the SD card, which is done. That is where the news is going to end up.
Right. So put it in. And down here, I've got the whiteboard all ready to rock and roll. James has scribbled some notes on there. This is actually quite interesting, actually, because normally we don't get to see any of this. The microphone setup. What's that called? A roadie what?
It's a Rode NTG.
And of course, James isn't wearing shoes.
Shoes optional.
Right. So the and we've got the Canon 60D set up on the tripod here.
In selfie mode.
Selfie mode. What? So you got the remote, yeah?
Too tall, so I just pop it down here.
How do you know where you're looking?
I'm looking at the camera there. Hear the kookaburra? Sounds good. Focus.
Ah, okay, so you take a shot.
And it is focusing on me. Right, okay.
It's actually taking a still.
Yeah,
back so I get a shot. Position. I get a shot of that. Okay, see so that. You can... Oops. So you can actually see yourself.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the flip-out camera of me.
Right.
Microphone's pointing straight at me and then up to the sky, so I have to be conscious of aeroplanes flying overhead.
Right. Occasionally we do hear a bit of background noise with traffic and...
It's a reality.
But you usually power through those. I'd probably crumble or start over.
Time for the prompt board here.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, just where do you want it?
This goes here.
Okay. Multi-purpose tripod.
That's it. Because right. I'm usually doing this myself.
Okay.
So now I'm going to film. I've got this on. I'm going to do a test. James here, testing sound and video. So I've got my marker.
Is it? It's like high-tech stuff, right?
That's where I'm standing. I'm just going to go and check this.
The twigs. Right. So you just do a proof, short proof.
That looks fine.
That looks pretty good to me. Oh, okay. So it flips around. This looks expensive. Don't touch anything. It looks very expensive.
All right, so we're going to go and film the video now. I'm just having a look at the board, see what I'm talking about today.
Yeah, right. And I'm quite familiar with this backdrop.
Well, the board is a result of a phone call I just had, so it's fresh in my mind. And I know exactly who my target audience is and the main points that I want to make. But during the call, I'll probably look down to the board, but I'll edit them out later. Okay.
Come here.
Mate. The guest star.
Alright. This is wardrobe, yeah?
Yep. James Schramko here with a business tip. In this video, I'm going to be covering a very successful sales strategy. So stick with me and I'll be revealing something really cool. Before I had my own business, I worked in other people's business. And one of the most common roles that I had was a salesperson. I'm going to start that again because of the horse.
It's all happening. Come here.
James Schramko here, and in this business tip, I'm going to be covering a successful sales strategy that you can use to make your business really profitable. In my previous roles, when I was working for other people, I used to work as a salesperson, and in that sales role, I read everything I could about sales and developed a system that might be useful for your business. what I did was I broke down the stages of a sale. Now, everyone obsesses about making sales, but if you want to go to the very core level, think about it as leads and conversions equals sales. So the first part is leads, and there's a lot of information about getting leads, and then there's conversions. My first tip is focus on increasing your percentage of conversions rather than just the dollar value or which is going to pay you the biggest commission up front. Focus on increasing your conversion percentage, because even small sales at a high conversion can give you that customer who later on can repurchase and increase the gross per person. Think of yourself as a problem-solving machine and only ever sell solutions that are perfect for your customer. Here are a few of the steps of a sale. There's going to be the opening step, where you get introduced to a customer, maybe over the phone, in which case you want to make an appointment. Rather than sell high-priced products over the phone, generally better to sell them face-to-face if you have a face-to-face environment. Secondly, the next phase is the questions phase. So you might want to ask questions. It's going to let the wind die down. It's going to ruin my shot.
Right.
The next phase is the question phase. This is where you investigate and find out everything you can about the current situation of the customer so that you can then solve it. The more aware of the problems your customer becomes, the bigger the solution value. And this will be useful for you to go and look up spin selling. That's where I found out a lot about this information. Spin selling by Neil Rackham is highly recommended. After you've investigated and found out the likely solution, you want to demonstrate that that is the right solution. So demonstrating capability. In the case of cars, it was simple. You go for a test drive. In the case of other things, you might want a demo or a trial version, if it's software perhaps. After that comes the call to action. You want to ask for the order. Be clear about this. A lot of salespeople never even ask for the sale. You won't sell everyone straight away, so that's why you have follow-up mechanisms. And with follow-up mechanisms, it's about you being dedicated to following up the customer to solve their problems. If you can solve their problems, nice one. It's not the horse neighing that's distracting me. It's John with the camera.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's funny. I'm not used to that. Stalker cam. When you ask for the order, not everyone will buy straight away. That's why you have follow-up mechanisms. Make sure you follow up. A lot of people forget about the follow-up. It's the follow-up where you get that extra percentage of customers where other people would leave them. If you follow up better, you'll make more sales. Now, a few things when you're putting together this series of events or these phases, it's okay to do things differently to everyone else. A perfect example of that, in the car dealership, most salespeople will throw the customer the keys for a car. I used to drive the car first and find a convenient handover spot to demonstrate the features of the car and then to make sure that my customer was comfortable. Rather than having to drive off in a busy dealership in a brand new car, they were now in a quiet place where they could comfortably focus on learning this new vehicle, and that would make a better experience. Plus, it gave me the opportunity to explain some of the features of the controls of the car, to set the radio, to set the air conditioning, to point out some of the experiences that the customer is about to experience, to build up that excitement. And it really worked. I was able to sell more than everyone else. So when you start implementing your sales system, you'll start to get better results than everyone else. And a great way to do this is to lock in that system with some kind of template, framework, or document. So I used what's called a write-up sheet. It had all the things on it that I needed to do every time. So just like a standard operating procedure, use the checklist every time. Build in a sales system checklist for your business and you'll be profitable. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com. I'll speak to you soon. And there we go. So basically, that's all there is to it. So we'll just check this, make sure that I actually caught it.
Did you get my little gallop or did you kill the camera?
Killed the camera, unfortunately.
Ah, that would have been a seller.
Hang on, we'll go back. I think if you just...
Yeah.
Gallop now.
Yeah, man.
Gallop across there.
game. Play two can play this game.
Right, so it worked. I'm going to switch her off. Remote away. So I have a pack down procedure. Remote goes back in its pouch.
Right.
Camera off, sound off. Now I fold the legs so they fit through the doorway in the house, right, like this.
Okay.
Otherwise I'm bashing stuff. And that's it. Let's go.
So from here, back to the computer and we'll chop it up,
the
yeah?
Editing suite, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, look, that's a nice choice of shirt there, James.
You like this one? This is a classic Fast Web Formula 1.
You should have went with maybe a print.
You think so?
Yeah.
I had a print on and you decided that wouldn't be good enough.
I told him to change it.
Directing choice. Having this microphone allows me to just have one sound card. I used to use the separate mic. This synchronizes straight to the camera.
Right. It's, plus it's all one grab too.
Yeah. Right, we can't show you in here, it's super private.
We'll kill it.
Discover how to build your business super fast. Check out superfastbusiness.com.